morning, everyone. Time again for Moments of Melody. George Brown, hearing the clatter of a wheelbarrow in front of his house, stepped to the window to look out. Well, of all things, Manly Strong was pushing a load of trash up his driveway, and some of the ashes, tin cans, and assorted garbage was starting to spill over. Mr. Brown was disturbed, and as he had one of the neatest lawns in the area, he said, "Good morning." The other man said, "I brought you a load of trash. I'm wondering where would you'd like me to dump it?" George Brown's eyes opened wide with surprise and anger. "Have you gone crazy, Manly? Don't dump that stuff on my lawn." Manly pointed to his beautifully flowered lawn. Oh, there's room for it right over there," he suggested, ignoring Brown's agitation. "One load of garbage surely won't make any difference." Brown gasped. Manly must have gone crazy, or else he was just making fun of him. "Say, what's the meaning of all this? Best thing you can do with that stuff is get it out of here, and fast." Manly nodded. "I really believe this stuff should be taken to the dump. But I thought if you could dump your garbage wherever you please, I certainly would have the same privilege." "What do you mean?" asked the other. "Well, let me refresh your memory. You remember talking to a group of boys yesterday afternoon? Before you left, you dumped in their ears a foul story and also some profane language. Two of those fellows are in my Sunday school class. I've spent some time in prayer and effort to keep their lives pure and clean, and they're as much a source of joy to me as your beautiful lawn is to you. And yet you didn't hesitate to dump your foul garbage on the minds of these lads and leave it there to breed evil thoughts and possibly evil deeds." Well, Manly, of course, didn't actually tip over his load of trash. But George Brown had learned a hard lesson and turned away a stunned and conscience-troubled man. Now, if your experience of Christ's encouragement and love means anything to you, if you've known something of the fellowship of His Spirit and all that it means in kindness and deep sympathy, do make my best hopes for you come true. Live together in harmony. Live together in love as though you had only one mind and one spirit between you. Never act from motives of rivalry and personal vanity, but in humility think more of each other than you do of yourselves. None of you should think only of his own affairs, but should learn to see things from other people's points of view. St. Paul wrote, "Live together in harmony. Live together in love." The tongue probably causes us more trouble getting along with people than any other part of the body. Only by God's help can the tongue be controlled.